Well, up next on Downtown, it's time for us to wrap up the college basketball season after a tremendous finish last night on the men's side with the national championship game. And we're joined, as we've been throughout the year, by our friend Lee Klein, the owner of the five-star basketball camps, a former college coach. Lee, welcome back for the final time this year. And my goodness, could you have a better finish than that game last night?
What a terrific finish to a really fun college basketball season. And what we saw last night was the best of everything. Two great teams that really were the most dominant during the season, locked in and provided two shots that we'll remember for a very long time. And Villanova captures the victory, and we applaud it. We've got a lot of great subtitles from seniors and upperclassmen to a non-Power 5 team actually, breaking in. And so just a great, great celebration of college basketball last night.
Well, in the era of the one-and-done guys with those seniors that you mentioned last night, was this a little bit of a throwback to championships of old?
In some ways, I believe, yes. What we saw is when everyone's all in for one moment and locked in to the benefit of the team, it wasn't about one guy puffing his chest out trying to play hero ball. It was about really a team. It was about Arch sacrificing his opportunity to win the game for someone with a better shot in Jenkins. It was about helping on defense when your man beats you. There were so many of those little things that, again, are the best part of college basketball when we look back at it.
Lee, there's so much transition in major college basketball tonight or this year. Is there a team that you saw in the Final Four that is set up for future success better than the others?
Well, I think there's transition period for anyone that's in the Final Four. It's so difficult to go back, because when you get a level of success, especially when you look at underclassmen, they have a tendency to maybe not keep the foot on the accelerator the same way. There might be a tendency to relax just a moment after an accomplishment and maybe not have that same sort of hunger the next year. So that's why it's so difficult. You also have 360 Division I teams, four going to the Final Four. So percentage wise, not a great percentage. There's a lot of good teams. You see pieces that will return to different teams, pieces that get you excited, whether it be like a Phil Booth returning to Villanova. Is Chris Jenkins back for the Cats? And then you have Jalen Brunson. So there's pieces for the defending champion to return. Can they maintain Hungary? How are the recruits that they bring in going to blend in? Those are the big questions that ultimately determine how far they'll go next year.
We're talking with college basketball insider Lee Klein here on Downtown. And, of course, Jay Wright, we remember well up here in Maine from his days coaching at Hofstra and America East. He's done a tremendous job at Villanova, but it's not one of those Power 5 conferences. With that in mind, is he still the type of guy who is likely to stay there for a long time, or will he look for perhaps a more high-profile job?
I think he'd like to stay. He'd like to stay and be a Villanova for a long time. The dynamics of what college athletics are will ultimately determine if that's viable. What will happen with the Power Five and the dispersion, distribution of revenue. Those are things. I mean, even the great Rollie Massimino was really forced, time had taken his course at Villanova, and he moved on. So we'll see. I think Jay Wright is a fantastic coach that really capped off, that put a bow on a signature career that still has a lot of years left. And we'll see if Villanova you know, short term definitely will be there. Long term, I think we'll have to see how it all plays out with what's going on in the ever changing world of college athletics.
Well, there was one change being reported earlier on today in the major college conferences. Vanderbilt apparently is set on hiring Valparaiso's Bryce Drew as their next head coach. Do you think that's a good fit?
I think Bryce Drew is a very talented coach that has definitely ensured a good amount of success there in mid-major basketball. Now you're talking about entering the big leagues with killers in the SEC. It's going to be an interesting adjustment. Plus, Vanderbilt doesn't have, you know, their academic hurdles are a lot greater than, let's say, the hurdles that, kids going to Tennessee and Kentucky and other schools. They're not necessarily getting the same sort of kids in. But I think Bryce Drew is a talented coach. It'll take a little adjustment period, but eventually he'll get it going there. I mean, it also comes down to what the expectations are. You're not talking about every year making the tournament at Vanderbilt. You're talking about having a run, having, you know, two NCAA bids, two NITs in a five-year period. That's success.
Lee Klein, we have enjoyed, as always, having you share your knowledge and perspective with us throughout the basketball season. Thanks again for all your help this year, and we look forward to doing it again next season.
It's been my pleasure, guys. Have a great one.